Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me for this special bonus podcast episode, as I was guided to give you an impromptu message around the energy of hope and how it pertains to these incoming Aquarius energies that are designed to support us moving into 2021 and beyond. I felt this energy come through very strongly, and it was very emotional. In fact, just before I started recording this podcast, the emotions were coming up, and I was like, Molly, get it together, girl. You can't just cry on your podcast. But that's the energy coming through. But it's a sense of optimism. It is an energy of hope. It feels like messages of positive rebirth, and it feels very uplifting, and I hope that that comes through in this podcast episode. I'm anticipating this will be only 15 or 20 minutes long, but you've certainly noticed how I have a tendency to just talk at times as the energies come through. So this is what I was feeling that I want to share with you, as I feel these messages are strongly encoded with a lot of light, a lot of positivity, a lot of reminders of your own soul's vibration. So the message that came through was about hope is eternal. And that is about how the soul's energy is able to reincarnate many times, lifetime after lifetime. In fact, there can be consecutive lifetimes happening right now, and that the soul is always connected to that positive frequency of what can be experienced and felt in a lifetime that is unique to the human experience. Meaning, part of the reasons why we take a human body and why we show up in physical form is because then we have access to all these sensations, all these areas of life and of the physical world that remind us of what a beautiful world we live in, that remind us of our senses, of our ability to see beauty all around us, whether that's the beauty of a sunset or in a flower, whether that is something that you witness, energies, behavior, messages. There's this experience of our senses that come alive every time we take a human form. And that what they're showing me, encoded within the human cellular structure, the DNA, within the essence of who we are, is a deeper connection to that soul's energy of unconditional love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, and a sense of hope. And that's the word that's come through so strongly, is that there is always hope. There's always that sense of a new possibility, a new solution, a new potential unfolding. And so how this came through and what they were showing me around this energy is that part of these incoming waves of Aquarius energies are meant to elevate the brain, elevate how we see ourselves, how we've seen our life, what you've come to understand about your life's journey up to this point, but then to also zoom out and see it across the whole spectrum of your soul's journey up to this point, whatever energies you've tapped into, whatever you're aware of, whatever has come through for you. Because what they're showing me is that this time in our Earth's evolution is about the elevation of the mind, the elevation of our own perceptions to see ourselves from a higher viewpoint, and to look at how far we've come, all the terrain you have traversed, things that you've moved through, things that you've seen, that you've experienced, that you've overcome, and how all of these energies still are working in your favor. And that's actually the terminology that I'm hearing. It's like understanding that, yes, there's been a lot of turmoil. There's been a lot of challenges. Perhaps there's been a lot of deep, deep healing, deep grief, deep emotions, deep feelings. It's like this intense energy that we've been moving through. But what they're showing me is how there is a sense of mental elevation to a new vantage point, and that this is one of the gifts of these incoming Aquarius energies, is that we're able to lift up and look above the horizon, or even above the clouds, above the limitations of what we were previously interpreting, and to give ourselves a new, higher perspective. And so they were saying how this energy is the desire of the human mind to understand. It's the times when we ask why or how or what, you know, what am I learning? How is this going to come together? Why is this happening? Those are some of the bigger overarching questions that we can really chew on at times. And what is coming through around this is that we knew at a deeper level why this lifetime was so vital, and that part of the soul's experience that's kind of underlining this energy pertains to the belief in oneself, the belief in your own growth, the belief in your own power, the belief in your own light, and that there's this energy of ongoing support that shows up perhaps when you least expect it. But I feel like what they're saying is hope is eternal, meaning the understanding that what you can move through in this lifetime, what you can learn, how you can grow, what you can understand is really powerful. And that this energy of hope is not some false ideal. It's not empty. It's not like this vacant four-letter word that doesn't have any more depth. They're saying how part of the soul's intention is that we come through in physical form because of our desires to have certain physical experiences, and that we also carry the understanding of hopefulness in what we're here to learn, to transform, and how we're here to grow. And so this energy of hope is very interesting, because after this message came through, they then connected me to the energy of the Christmas star, or the Star of Bethlehem. And this, of course, is when we last had the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius. And this was a very bright light in the sky. It's important to understand that this energy of the Christmas star, the Star of Bethlehem, is, yes, what guided what we may refer to as the three wise men, but they were also astrologers. It wasn't like they just randomly guessed that this one night there's going to be a bright light in the sky guiding them. This is very intentional. There's very intentional energy here, because for centuries, many people practiced astrology because astrology continued to prove itself. It continued to be a cycle of energies. It continued to be reliable, and it continued to show and demonstrate the energies that were associated with these cycles. And so the ancient astrologers knew that there was going to be something significant happening when Jupiter and Saturn were conjunct in Aquarius. Now, at that time, Saturn was the farthest planet that the naked eye could see. There were limitations in the technology about seeing beyond or seeing further than what we could see from our vista point here on the planet Earth. And so, for example, that's why Uranus wasn't discovered, Neptune, Pluto, the asteroid belt wasn't very clear yet, but we could see Saturn. And so Saturn, it's interesting because the rings of Saturn are known as the boundaries of Saturn. And it's fascinating how we can see basically the boundaries of the solar system by noticing the boundaries of Saturn. And so what we're understanding is that when there was this grand conjunction of Aquarius energies over 800 years ago. It was a very important time, and the astrologers knew this, and many of them were also astronomers. They knew this, and so that's why there is such significance here around this energy, as well as the new energy coming in around this next cycle of Jupiter and Saturn conjunct. So this is not accidental in any way that the star that was so bright in the sky was called the Star of Bethlehem, because it was a beacon. It was something that was guiding people through their current life passages, as well as guiding many travelers who were on important missions. And this is what they're telling me right now. So they're taking that imagery of the three wise men, which could also be archetypal energies. They're saying it could be archetypal energies of the Capricorn and Aquarius energies of being an individual, being in your own authority, following your own path, following your own light, and understanding that there is deeper significance here the more that you think about it. So if you were even to sit with this as an understanding of a story, of a mythology, of something that is archetypal in design, you might resonate with something at a deeper level around what three individuals mean to you. And so what they're saying is that at this time, since we now have a new conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius, this is the same energy of travelers following their mission. But they're saying it pertains to every individual, every soul who feels that resonance within them to look at these energy cycles. And so how I'm interpreting this is that if you have felt something significant shifting in your life, if you felt there has been some very deep work you've been undergoing, and this could be at any place in a growth cycle, it could be that you're just embarking on something new, or it could be that you've been following a path for a while. What they're saying is that the energy at this time is supporting each of us in continuing on our individual missions by following a bigger light, a bigger energy beacon that is calling you forward. And that part of why this is significant at this time is to give you some new downloads of hope. And that's because this Aquarius energy is elevating the mind, elevating our perceptions, asking us to look at things in a new way from a high vantage point. And they're showing me that part of the significance of this grand conjunction is that it's providing downloads into the human brain that it's finally ready to absorb. In other words, we're understanding things in a newer way. We have new potentials, new awareness coming in and coming through, and that we are now at a place to open up and understand this energy as it comes in. And it's interesting because how they're showing this to me is they're taking me to the country of Chile. And in Chile, there are these astronomical observatories. And it's known for being a place to view the sky, to view the stars. And they're showing me these domes, the domes that open up. And there are the gigantic telescopes that look up into the cosmos, and they are able to tap into energies that are light years away. And so what they're showing me around these domes that open up is that they relate to the human mind, the human brain opening up, where the left and right hemispheres of our brains have the capacity to energetically open up to new energies from the cosmos coming in. So this was a very clear visual that I received very strongly around these incoming age of Aquarius energies. It could be easier to understand some things going forward that felt really heavy or burdensome previously. And they're saying that what we're opening up to are these new light codes. They're actually saying transmissions. There's new transmissions coming through that you have the potential to receive around what you've been learning in this lifetime. And they're showing me these energies not only going into the brain, but going into the nuclei of our beings, the cellular structure of our energy forms that gives you a new understanding and energetic awareness around what this lifetime is about for you. And then now they're showing me these three wise men again, and how these three wise men, and they're saying the names aren't important, they're just referring it to them as an archetypal description. The three wise men relate to the mastery, growth, and evolution of the human journey. And so you could actually relate this to the masculine or the feminine journeys of maturation, where the feminine matures through maiden, mother, crone energy. The masculine can be the page, knight, king energy that matures. And so they're saying that there's a lot of symbolism here that's perhaps been lost, forgotten, overlooked, but that what is happening now is that each of us encompasses the energies of a traveler following a beacon in the sky, a higher calling, a deeper calling, a soul's calling. And how they're showing this to me is that the beacon of light is a message from the soul's energy field back to you around what this lifetime means to you. So I hope this makes sense. I know it's very personal and it could show up in so many ways, but basically what they're saying is that this timeless eternal story that's connected to the Christmas star or the Star of Bethlehem is deeply symbolic of why so many souls are on the planet at this time, is that there was the desire to embody and be able to reconnect to the soul's hope and desires of being a human, because there is more support at this time on the planet to fulfill, I'm going to say obligations, but this is not like the obligations that you have to other people. It's the obligations you have to yourself. And so there is the need here to continue to honor your own unique path, how you are an individual, how you are here to experience freedom, how you're here to be your own authority, how you're here to trust yourself, trust how you're different, to break free of any areas that are restricting you or holding you back if they feel too heavy. There is also support here for understanding your own unique calling and gifts. But they're telling me to tell us to not put pressure on yourself if you don't know what that is yet, because simply understanding that and opening up to that intention will again open you up to that awareness. And this is where they're showing me these astronomical observatories where the domes open up and new awareness comes in. So that's a big part of this energy, is to remember more about the soul's essence, the support you have that is guiding you. And I feel like what is really important too about these incoming age of Aquarius energies is that we now have potential for quantum leaps, for huge progress, for things to move quickly when you're in alignment with your own truth and when you're in alignment with who you really are. Okay, and now they're telling me to share with you this story that I've mentioned before, although it's been a while, which is basically that I tried everything else and astrology was on the side. I've done a lot, I've done a lot in my profession and in my career. I've done a lot in different jobs and roles and all things that I've actually really enjoyed. And astrology was always on the sidelines as something that I did as a hobby, I did here and there. And it just was something that I was continually learning, but I never made it a priority. And when I stepped into astrology as something that I just love, that's just always been a passion, so many things opened up for me that weren't open or weren't available before. And so this was interesting because I had my own resistance to work through. I had my own things to move through in order to do this more regularly. I also had to look at the fact that because astrology comes so easily to me, I thought I had to be doing something that was challenging, which is really ridiculous in a way, but that's kind of what I had thought. I'm like, well, I thought I was supposed to be doing something very different, not something that just came so easily to me. But this is where they're saying when we're stepping into the flow of who we are, of what we enjoy, of what we want to be doing, of what comes easily, that's where so many things open up. But it takes time to get there. It's like you could have many roles and many jobs in your life, and yet you come back to a passion or you come back to something that you didn't think would ever really be your career. And then things open up. So know that this is one of the gifts of our astrology charts, is to understand this in ourselves, what we're here to be in the world, how we're here to contribute, how we're here to offer our energy out into the world. And that this is also the map of our energy. And on YouTube, I have for you a YouTube Midheaven teaching videos where I go through a bunch of different charts and talk about different energies of the 10th house and the Midheaven if you want to look at that a bit more in your own chart. But just know that there is support now in this incoming wave of energies to be fully yourself, to be unique, to be who you're designed to be, without thinking you have to fit in or be a certain way. And it's like there's also this opening up of acceptance. There is acceptance coming through. Yes, it happens in waves and it can happen slowly at times, but that's part of these openings of awareness that we're stepping into more of who we uniquely are. And then that opens up more of the energy of acceptance to how we're different and how we're unique. Okay, so now they're telling me that over the next 3 years, there are going to be brand new jobs created, and that's jobs in quotes, because they're the kind of roles that haven't existed before. It's literally like creating your own job title, creating your own profession, doing something different and unique that hasn't been maybe seen before on the planet. But that's part of these Age of Aquarius energies. You're meant to step into something new, fresh, innovative, that is supporting other people, that is designed to open them up, designed to support who they are. And this is part of these incoming waves of Aquarius energies, is that we're doing things differently and we're expanding what is possible that wasn't previously available to us. So again, it's a very exciting time to be here on the planet. It's a very exciting time to be aware of your own gifts and energies. It's an amazing time to also be stepping into your own individual nature and to trust what that is. And on that note, I am feeling that this message is complete for now, that what is opening up for you is uniquely made for you. Trust what that is. Trust what you're feeling. Trust the messages as they come through. And also continue to tap into that energy of hope, where anything is possible. Anything can transform and transpire. And that more of who you are is going to become evident to you over these next 3 years, especially as Saturn moves through Aquarius. So we have some exciting energies coming in. There are new potentials available to us. And I hope that this podcast episode has been supportive of where you're at and where you're going next. So as always, thank you so much for joining me. I will be back for another podcast episode every Monday and Wednesday. And please check out my YouTube channel for more videos that are uploaded regularly. Thank you so much. I wish you a beautiful beginning to 2021, and I'll see you back here soon.